This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, May 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In one of the tightest labor markets in years, workers are commanding top dollar as employers face a hard time finding good help. We talk about it all the time in the business world, but it's also true in the business of babysitting, where parents are struggling to find someone to watch the kids, and rates have gone as high as $35 an hour.
So parents are really in an arms race to try to secure the best babysitters. You know, you used to maybe tell your friends who the good babysitters in town were, and now people are hoarding those numbers of teens.
Coming up, we'll talk with our reporter Rachel Wolf about what's behind this trend. Plus, we'll hear firsthand from one 15-year-old babysitter about how she's been able to command higher pay. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
The babysitting business is booming. Like lots of other people in the current tight labor market, babysitters are in high demand, and parents are willing to shell out top dollar to teens who can come over and watch the kids. And that's pushing rates as high as $35 an hour or more. In a moment, Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf will join us to talk about what's going on here. But first, let's hear directly from one babysitter who's been able to cash in on the current market. 15-year-old Evelyn LaPerfido lives in Colorado, and she's with us now. Evelyn, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So Evelyn, how long have you been babysitting?
Since I was like 11 or 12, so like 3-ish years.
Okay, it goes back a couple of years before the pandemic. How much money did you charge per hour before the pandemic?
I would charge between like $10 and $15, depending on how many kids, but most regular would be one kid for $10.
So tell us about how that money has gotten up to around $35 an hour.
So once I started working in like, I work in retail besides babysitting, so I wanted to charge more than I was getting paid when I was working at the store that I work at, because it's more work than working there. So really then, and then also some of my other friends who babysit a little bit, they're like, oh yeah, I charge like at least $20 an hour. I get normally above $20 an hour, but upwards of like $35, $40 an hour. And a lot of the people that I babysit for are tourists. So they're coming in from out of town with their families. So there's like 3 to 4 kids normally. So that's most regular. I also babysit my cousins a lot because they live just around the corner and they're like, they're 3 and 7. So that's probably my most regular client.
Now, how does that conversation go with the parents when you're telling them how much you charge? They probably made less than you when they were babysitting.
So most of the time they're texting me, and so we figure it out before. So they're like, just the other week I was texted by someone who I don't know. They're friends with someone that I do know or I babysat for before, and they're like, we're going to be in town for this weekend. We have one-year-old, and we would love to pay you $20 an hour. So most of the time that's how it goes, and it's like, great, that sounds good. Sometimes it's when I get there and they're like, so how much do you want? And I will say, depending on how many kids, I try to keep my rates pretty consistent. Sometimes it's different because the families that live here, I don't like to charge as much because normally I babysit for them more. And then also like the parents that I'm babysitting for, they're not normally going out, they're working, and I feel bad like charging that much for them. So normally it's a really nice conversation. I've never had like an awkward conversation like that, or too awkward.
Now, we have you in our Wall Street Journal story about how you've negotiated a rate with the parents, but the pay might go up when they come home. How does that happen?
So most of the time they do just keep it set, but they, if we haven't discussed it before and we're just going to discuss it when they got back home, they normally feel bad because like I had to put their kids to bed or like whatever. Normally their house is cleaner when they get back because the kids are asleep, so I don't really have much to do, so I like organize. So they're always like really grateful. And they'll just be like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much. And they'll just kind of pay me, either if they have cash, they'll just pay me really whatever they have in their wallet, or they'll just Venmo me whatever they like to go high because they don't want to like not pay me enough.
You know, $35 an hour is a good amount of money. Plus you've got your retail job. What are you doing with the money?
Well, so this summer I'm going to Portugal for like a surfing thing. So my parents want me to help pay for that. And then I'm also going to England, Scotland with my school in October, which my parents also want me to help pay for. But then I spend a lot of my money on clothes and I try to save some of it, but I'm not very good at saving my money. So
now, what advice do you give to other young people who might want to babysit, but who might be a little shy about asking for a rate that, you know, some might think is high?
That most parents are just like super grateful that anyone is watching their kids. And if their kid is happy, they really will pay anything that you ask for, especially if you're like my age. They feel bad saying no to a 15-year-old. So the parents are always super sweet, and I've never had an issue with them being like, no, that's way too much. So
all right, that's Colorado resident Evelyn LaPerfido. Evelyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Evelyn's story and other teens like her caught the attention of Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf, who recently wrote about it. Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Rachel, $35 an hour, that's a lot more money than I made when I was Evelyn's age and babysitting. What's driven these rates up so much so fast?
You know, a tight labor market has really created one of the best summer job markets for teens in years. There's also the fact that a daycare worker shortage is leaving parents scrambling to make alternative arrangements. All this has led to unemployment among teenagers being at its lowest level in decades.
Now, you've been speaking to babysitters, but also the adults who hire them. How are they responding to this rise in rates for babysitters?
So parents are really in an arms race to try to secure the best babysitters. You know, you used to maybe tell your friends who the good babysitters in town were, and now people are hoarding those numbers of teens. So kidsit.com, which is an online babysitting resource, warned parents in a 2020 post that it's best to play it safe and offer your sitter a competitive rate up front. That way you minimize the chances of them getting poached from you. It's gotten increasingly dire with the pandemic. So, you know, that means paying kids really well. And they're also getting really cool perks these days. One was telling me that the parents ordered DoorDash for her for any meal that she wanted. Others are saying that parents are bringing food back from the restaurants that they're eating at for the babysitters. So they're really trying to woo the babysitters rather than the babysitters trying to woo the families.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And before we go, a quick programming note. We'll be off on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday, but we'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode of Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.